With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Former First Lady Rosalynn Carter, dead at the age of 96. Carter Center in Atlanta saying the wife of former President Jimmy Carter died earlier Sunday at her home in Plains, Georgia, with her family at her side. Likely Joe Biden voters are more motivated to stop Donald Trump than to actually support Biden. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The findings of a new Reuters-Ipsos poll point to voter unhappiness with a likely Biden versus Trump rematch in 2024. In fact, Americans inclined to vote for Mr. Biden next November say their primary motivation is stopping Trump. About half of Biden supporters in the poll described their vote as being against Trump and his policies, compared to just 38% who said they would be voting to support President Biden and his policies. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, Russian drones targeting Ukrainian capital as the British Defense Ministry published a new assessment on that war.
Russia launched 20 Iranian-made Shahed drones overnight. 15 of them were shot down by Ukrainian forces, says Kyiv's military administration spokesman. He adds the strike on the city was the second in 48 hours. Meanwhile, Britain's Defense Ministry says there are few immediate prospects of major changes in the front line in the winter, adding that intense fighting is currently concentrated near Kupiansk in the northwest and on the left bank of the Dnieper River, where Ukrainian forces have established a bridgehead. I'm Charles Diladesma.
Israeli troops have discovered a tunnel under a major hospital's 20-acre complex in Gaza, sharing security camera video showing what it called two foreign hostages that were taken into the hospital. This is SRN News. In Virginia, a school board is actually allowing prayer.
Back in August, a local woman attended a meeting of the Suffolk Public Schools Board and during her allotted comment time, tried to offer a brief prayer for the board members. She was quickly cut off by board chair Tyron Riddick, who said prayer was not allowed. This prompted a bunch of people in the audience to start reciting the Lord's Prayer as the woman was kicked out. Christian legal groups got involved, and now the board says prayer will be allowed in the future. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Four Christians who were arrested for their faith have been set free in Vietnam. International Christian Concern says the authorities have warned the four not to practice their faith anymore, an injunction the believers say they will not obey that. The vast majority of Vietnamese are pagans or non-religious, and of course the communist government is atheist. This is SRN News. Now, people in southwest Iceland remain on edge. Here's John Scott with that story.
They're waiting to see whether a volcano rumbling under the Reykjanes Peninsula will erupt. Civil protection authorities say it will likely be months before residents evacuated from the danger zone can go home. The town of Grindavik was evacuated a week ago as magma rumbled and snaked under the earth amid thousands of tremors. It has left a jagged crack running through the community, thrusting the ground upwards by 3 feet or more in places. The Icelandic Meteorological Office says there is a significant likelihood of an eruption. John Scott reporting.
Police in Memphis say a suspect believed to have fatally shot and killed three women and a teenage girl, and also critically wounding another teenager, has died of a self-inflicted gunshot. Police do say the gunman was apparently related to the victims. More details at SRNnews.com.